Canada Day Live continues at CanadaDayLive.ca, streaming from coast to coast to coast, and I guess everywhere around the world, thanks to the internet. Technology these days is wonderful. Jimmy Rankin joining us on the line from Cape Breton. This stop of our cross-country showcase is brought to you by ShopErnie.com. Everybody loves a cute golden retriever. Ernie and his best friend Basil have the perfect greeting card for your next occasion. See them dressed up in their tuxedos or giving you those sad, adorable puppy eyes? You're sure to get a smile out of Ernie and Basil at ShopErnie.com. Check out the selection now at ShopErnie.com. Jimmy Rankin, you know him from the famed Rankin family, joining us on the line. Happy Canada Day to you.
Happy Canada Day to you.
Well, let's talk about what happens in Nova Scotia and the East Coast for Canada Day, especially with your family, a talented musical bunch. Take me back to the good old days. What were you guys doing to celebrate Canada?
Generally, in the Canada Day, when I was growing up, my family band, the Rankin family, we did local stuff around Cape Breton. We were usually performing on July 1st at some concert, either a dance or a variety concert or something. So that was pretty much standard for us. And always, when I was growing up in my community of Mabo, they had a celebration that weekend, so it would take up the whole weekend, and they had, you know, stuff for kids and adults. And like I said, usually we played for one or two dances over the weekend. So that was usually my Canada Day growing up from the time I was 12 and onward.
There's something very community and rural about East Coast celebrations. And it's very, as you were saying, it's very like family-based, it's very welcoming, and it seems like it's just a good time.
Generally, every little community has some sort of celebration during that time. So, and it is very family-driven. Yeah, like I said, growing up when I was a kid, as far back as I can remember, even before I was playing music, they had, Mabo had a picnic, and they would build a stage, and they had fiddle music and games for the kids and food, and it was just a celebration. So I think that was pretty much the case across the East Coast. Everybody embraces it in a big way.
Well, let's stick with the family subject for a second, because as we mentioned, the Rankin family, legendary music group. How did the whole family get involved in the music biz?
Well, it was just music was always part of my family from as far back as I can remember. Earliest childhood memories, my mom and dad just loved music, and they had us performing very early on, and music was a very big part of that community as well. A lot of Cape Breton fiddle music and song in that neck of the woods, in this neck of the woods. So, my older siblings, I'm from a family of 12, so they had a band early on, and they played for all kinds of local functions. And it was just part of my household. It was just fabric of the family, you know, where it was there, and I didn't really think much about it at the time, but it was just part of it. But gradually over the years, you know, most of the family members performed at some point, but it whittled down to the five members that became the Rankin family. And we eventually went on to sign record deals and you know, tour all over the place and do that whole thing for 10 years professionally. Yeah, so it was just there, and it was just sort of a natural progression for us. And when the Rankin family did take form, it was probably the late 80s. We were all at a crossroads in our careers and our lives at the time, and we came together to do a production out of Cape Breton called the Mabo Jig, and it was the five siblings with a band and doing music, original songs and traditional music, and it was a theater piece, and we toured that around Cape Breton and Nova Scotia, and then it went from there to making records and touring all over the world.
And then everybody kind of had solo careers, and you sort of, I don't want to say split up because you're still a family, but in terms of the band, but do you guys still play together? I mean, like, what's Christmas like with the Rankin family?
Well, we're older now, so, you know, like a lot of people and families on the East Coast and in that region, people go elsewhere to work. That's just been part of it there. So my family's scattered all over the world, and we really don't congregate at Christmas. Some of us do come here for Christmas. We all have houses here, so we all congregate in the summer mostly. But Christmas growing up was a pretty special time. My mom and dad made a big deal out of it. And I think we all have our own families now, so individually I think we sort of carry on the same tradition. But, you know, I try to get back to back here at Christmas time because I have a place here, and the family members that are still here, we all get together for dinners and parties and celebrations and just hanging out.
Is the family now handing over that musical tradition to the future generations? Are the kids now kind of still carrying on with music?
Well, probably the one who's really continuing in that path is Molly. She's John Morris's daughter, and she's doing extremely well with her band Always. And, you know, they're touring around the world and to great success, and things are going very well for them. You know, everybody's musical, but it's just something that we didn't really advocate. That you know, I have two kids myself, and they, you know, they're very musical and artistic, and they play cello and violin and piano and sing. But God knows if they'll continue. Who knows? I would never, you know, force them to do that. But if they get that bug, and you need the love bug of music to pursue it, because it's such a difficult line of work to be in. But if they get it, you know, I'm sure they have the talent, then I will, you know, support them as much as I can. But I think it's as I said, Molly's sort of the one, surprisingly enough. You know, she was a Celtic player because her dad was a Celtic musician, and she's gone on to writing songs and playing in a pop band. So I guess that's continuing it, and she's doing really well with her band, so we're very excited about that.
Well, you know, you've done very well even with the solo career. Backroad Paradise, that was released a few years ago. So it is on iTunes now. People can get that after listening to this show, of course. But are you working on any new music now? What do you have on the go now, let's say, for the rest of the year?
I'm just doing sporadic things this summer into the year. And probably in the fall, you know, I'll... I'm just putting together music for a new project, a CD. So probably in the fall I'll start working on something seriously, and hopefully have it out in the new year and start touring that. But yeah, that's my plan, and that's where I am right now.
Well, you know what? Happy 150 to you, Jimmy Rankin. Thanks so much for spending the holiday with us.
Happy 150 to you, and happy Canada Day to everybody out there.
This is Canada Day Live.